With Golden Gopher Senior Associate Athletic Director Mike Wiersbicki, and we're going to have an exciting week certainly upcoming with Ohio State coming to town for Golden Gopher football, other sports already underway on campus. And first of all, Mike, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Mike. Appreciate the time. Looking forward to it.
Well, there's some new things going on that I think it would be important to get some news and info out regarding people who want to come to Gopher events this year. Part of that involves now a new mobile ticketing app and paperless entry. And I think if someone wanted to go old school, they still could, I think, get a printout or a ticket. But I think this is kind of the trend, right? I think the Vikings and Twins and Wolves and others have done this, and the Gophers are joining up with that idea.
You're 100% right, Mike. And our staff's here and available to assist. But you can imagine, right, in 2021, and we're evolving, I think, obviously, from a health and safety perspective, going mobile provides us a better safe environment with access getting into the gates. But I think also the biggest piece of this is enhanced efficiencies for our fans, right? And being able to access your parking passes and your tickets right on your mobile device. Those days of needing to run across town and drop off a ticket, or morning of the game, go swing over to your neighbor to give them your parking pass. No, you can do that right from your phone, drop a text message over, and they can access it and make it as easy as possible coming into the games. And obviously for us, want to make sure people can make it, right? And we know people have commitments and challenges. So if you need to share those tickets with others, or you want to post them to the secondary market to make a few dollars back for games you can't make it to, really what we're doing with our enhanced process is going to make it just much more efficient and easier, and obviously evolve into 2021 with attending games.
Logistically, what will people need to do if they haven't already and they want to go to Gopher athletic events here this academic year?
Yeah, great question, Mike. So the first and foremost is that we encourage everyone to grab their tickets in advance and do that before you get up to the stadium gate. So you can do that online through your account, just gophersports.com/myaccount. Or really what I recommend, the easiest thing, is download the Gophers official app. So both within Android or Apple, just go into your official app store and search Minnesota Golden Gophers. You'll see our app right there. It's an extremely efficient process just to log in. And then you've got everything right there on your app. Saves your login information. Anytime you pop it open, you can grab that barcode, transfer tickets, post them to the secondary, whatever it might be. So I really recommend everyone to download the Minnesota Gophers app. It is the easiest place, obviously, right there with all the other apps you have on your phone, and make sure it's accessible. And that way, you can download your tickets. You can add them to your wallet if you want to within your phone, and do that before you come into the game. So that way, when you walk up to the gate, you're ready to go. And I always equate it back to same thing you do at TSA at the airport, right? And just making sure you have everything you need before you get there, and then we'll make that process getting the gates as fast as possible.
We mentioned much of the market already has done this. I know the Vikings for a few years, the Timberwolves, I believe last year, well, it would be 2 years ago now, went to no tickets other than on your mobile device and so on down the line. And you're right, in the idea that, and I've done this, I'm sure you've done this, is sometimes you get into the ticketing business where you have tickets, you want to have a friend to use your tickets, and now, all right, well, let's meet here, or I'm going to mail them to you, and you pray that they get there in time. And this is a couple of pushes of the button on the phone, and all of a sudden your buddy's got his tickets and he can get into the game. From a standpoint, let's say I'm a season ticket holder and I have my ticket account. Is it just linked that all of a sudden the tickets drop into the account then once I sign into my the app on the smartphone?
Exactly. And once you have that account, Mike, let's say you've got football season tickets, they're right there. But then you also go in and grab some volleyball tickets. You're coming out to a soccer game. Everything lives right in your account. You'll see them immediately within the app. So it's as easy as possible. And I think, you know, back to your point about the market too. I mean, honestly, the technology's evolved drastically in 5 years, right? So even, you know, we've built great relationships with our friends at the Twins and the Wild, the Vikings, the T-Wolves, you name it. And obviously we have really learned from them and learned on their experiences. And, you know, with where we are at today in 2021 versus where those teams were when they launched mobile ticketing, things have evolved so much. It's even more efficient. It's even easier. And obviously it's easier to adopt just given how consumer demographics have shifted. So you're 100% right. Once you get into that app, it is as easy as possible to have them there. And then any other parking passes or tickets you add will live right in that same exact spot.
Wonderful. Great. And as you mentioned, if somebody is having issues, they can get a hold of someone within the Gopher ticket office, and there are people there that can help, correct?
100%. Can grab us via email Monday through Friday, gophersports@umn.edu, or over the phone, 1-800-U-GOPHER. And that's what our staff has been doing. A lot of people have been able to jump in. We've got some great tutorials online, step-by-step instructions. If you go to gophersports.com, But obviously, we know understand that some people also need a little bit of hand-holding through it, and our staff is more than happy to assist through that process.
Obviously, we're still dealing with COVID, the new variant, all of those things. Times have changed, though, from a year ago at this time with really no fans allowed to things have opened up. What is the current situation? I know this could change, right? By the time we're taping this on Thursday, by the time the game hits next week, the protocol, I suppose, could change. But as we talk right now, what will fans need to know about coming to the stadium next week?
Well, Mike, you said the right word, current, right? So current's always the word we say whenever we preface this. And obviously that just goes back to, we know how this thing has changed, you know, by the day, by the hour, and hopefully we're at a consistent spot to keep moving forward. So the biggest thing I would say is, you know, our policies follow University of Minnesota guidelines, as well as Minnesota Department of Health state guidelines. And so what it boils down to is really indoor versus outdoor. Indoor venues required to wear a mask at all times, unless you're actively eating or drinking. I think the important piece to think there is, even at an outdoor venue, so let's say Huntington Bank Stadium, there are still indoor spaces, right? If you're going to the Golden Gopher team shop, if you're going to go into a restroom, if you're seating in an enclosed premium area, you know, those would all be indoor spaces. So what we're really telling people is, we encourage you to bring a mask, you know, just in case you need to go into an elevator, you need to visit a first aid station. Those are areas that are enclosed and indoors that you will need to have a mask. We'll obviously have some on hand to supply if people need one, but encourage people to bring a mask just in case if they need it, even for our outdoor venues. And then obviously, if you're going to a volleyball match over at Maturi Pavilion, or you're going to be in an indoor venue, we'll make sure everyone has a mask on coming in. And then obviously, if you're sitting in your seat and you're eating your hot dog or drinking your Coke, great, you'll be able to take your mask off. But then obviously, we'll be expecting people to put them on within any indoor spaces.
Very good. Now, with Ohio State coming to town, how is ticket progress going? I think you're expecting this game to sell out, so there are still some limited seats available. What's the latest you can tell us along that front?
We are, Mike. We're extremely close, and our fans have responded tremendously. And just even overall, our season ticket sales numbers, we've sold over 6,000 new season tickets. We're 4,000 season tickets ahead of where we were in 2019, which is remarkable. You know, our student season tickets are nearly double what we were in 2019, which is tremendous. So I think, obviously, Ohio State, it's going to be a capacity crowd. We feel confident we're going to get there. Limited availability for what's left. So I do encourage anyone that is interested to head to gophersports.com soon. Those tickets are going extremely fast. But overall, you know, our foundation is our season ticket base. So to see our fans respond, obviously, you know, last year was a very unique year. So then really it's going back another year to what we did in 2019. And we all know how special that season was. Our fans have really jumped on board to help build our foundation, bounce back with our season ticket base, and have seen tremendous numbers, which obviously help us for a game like Ohio State, but really builds long-term success throughout the entire season. And we know we're going to have great crowds going forward.
We're at State Fair time, obviously, as well. And one of the things that's always fun about the State Fair is new foods and different food offerings. And so it's been, you know, I guess almost 2 years since people have been, you know, a group of people, large groups of people, non-parents of players, those, you know, general fans have been at TCF Bank Stadium. What can you tell us about concessions? Anything new and fun? Any initiatives that fans should know about?
Yeah, Mike, that's a great question. We've got a great partner that we work with in our concessionaire. And I think, you know, in today's day and age, coming to a football game is more than football. And obviously everyone loves enjoying what PJ and our student athletes are doing on the field, but it's the experience. It's you know, the food and beverage options. And we'll have that again this year. And we'll have a lot of new variety things that roll out and a lot of Minnesota flavors, some things that are very specific, you know, to us. We'll have our cheese curds out in the West Plaza. We've got some new options with Parlor, who does a variety of different types of hamburgers, some new brats and some different special flavors, lots of ice cream and different drinks options. And I think, you know, for those that are 21 plus and can enjoy an adult beverage, some new local flavors coming in there from a beverage perspective. So I think for us, every year we're evolving, we're finding new things, we're challenging, you know, the status quo, and we'll have our traditionals. You'll have your chicken fingers, you'll have your French fries and hot dogs, but also some other different local flavors that people can enjoy a unique game day experience when they're in the stadium.
And tell me about Gopher Hour.
Yeah, so Gopher Hour, this, we kicked this off in 2019, you know, very similar to a traditional happy hour. What we will do from 5:30 to 7 for the opener against Ohio State, and then obviously it exists for every game going forward, is discounted food and beverage prices out on the West Plaza. So an opportunity to come on in early, come in, you know, get through the gates before that things sometimes get a little busier close to kickoff, enjoy some discounted food and beverages out on the West Plaza. Great opportunity to get in, see what's going on in the stadium, check out some of the new signage with Huntington Bank Stadium, and obviously enjoy some discounted food and concessions.
Very good. Mike Wierzbicki with us, Associate Athletic Director, University of Minnesota. Anything else that we need to hit on, Mike, that we haven't?
You know, Mike, I'll just close with a quick thank you out to our fans. I think everyone's been through a lot the last year and a half plus, and you know, we just couldn't be more excited to get people back in the stands, and the energy, the excitement. You know, that's what we're in this business for, is obviously to support our student athletes, and what our fans have done over the past year to support virtually has been tremendous. But it doesn't compare to that in-venue experience. And so we just can't wait to have people back. You know, Huntington Bank Stadium, we can't wait to see people back in Matsuri Pavilion. I've had some great soccer crowds over at Elizabeth Lyle Robbie Stadium already. So just truly appreciate our supporters and really looking forward to seeing everybody this fall in a healthy and safe environment on campus.
Good luck with everything, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.